Joel, thanks for joining us here on Hockey Central at noon. We all saw the goal with just mere seconds left on the clock, but I want you to take us through it from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the puck was in the corner there, and, you know, I saw there's a loose puck. Ovi kind of got to the puck, and I just kind of just started heading to the net. I had no idea how much time was really left on the clock, and, you know, I seen him pick up some steam, go around the net, and I was just screaming his name there. I was open and kind of in front, and, you know, he made a kind of a crossbody pass and slid it over to me, and I just kind of took a hard crack at it.
Joel, you've been very successful getting moved into this line, into this role with Ovechkin and Backstrom. We can talk about why we think you've been successful with it, but tell us from your perspective what it takes to be real successful with these guys.
You know, you got to obviously make some smart plays. You know, you got to get in the puck as early as you can, I think, is the key for me. And, you know, just try to get open. I think I'm just trying to go to the net as best I can and try to create some space. And, you know, obviously their skill sets are so dynamic that they can create you know, beat guys one-on-one. I just got to find an opening. And, you know, we've had some success at it and you know, still want to work on a few things that we've talked about. And but so far, it's been pretty good.
You know, the short side pass by Ovechkin was really good, but not as good as the one by JT Miller that you banged off the goalpost. Can we talk about emotion of victory? We saw a shot of you watching it on the video board at the Garden. What was going through your mind when you looked up and said, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah, you pretty much said it. I think I don't know. The puck came, you know, I knew I wanted to kind of put it far side quickly. He just came to my stick, and I just took a whack at it. And for it to go off the post, you know, that could have put us up by two there at that point and maybe kind of did some damage from there. But I was definitely disappointed. Actually, I was a little bit in shock, to be honest, when I got back to the bench thinking about what just happened.
Yeah. And, Joel, is this the best hockey you've played in your career? I mean, when you look at the key goals you've scored in playoffs and the chance to play with Nick and Alex, is this the best hockey you've played in your career?
It's definitely been the best two players I've ever played with. You know, I think I've had some success a little bit in Nashville, obviously. You know, I had some good runs there. You know, it's definitely been pretty good hockey so far. Playing with these guys has been definitely a lot of fun, for sure. I can't take that away. You know, to say it's the best, I don't know. I've had some different streaks, different moments at different times. So, but I definitely think it's been a lot of fun, and getting more and more used to playing with them, and it's been a lot more fun.
Before we had you come on, a moment before, we were talking about the emotion for both teams coming off their first-round playoff series, the Rangers with Pittsburgh, which was a much shorter and a different style series than yours with the New York Islanders. From a player's perspective, getting onto the ice first game, round two, did it feel different, Joel? Did you have to find a way to, I mean, of course it's the playoffs, so it's special, but because it didn't have the history, et cetera, from coming off that seven-game series, did you guys have to find a way to get that extra gear? Did you just let it go? What was it like for you?
Yeah, a bit of both. I think, you know, obviously what we went through the Islanders, a lot of it was still kind of, you know, we tried to get past that, but, you know, it definitely left a mark. It was a hard-fought series. You know, going to game seven, when you're playing the same team for that many times and however days, it's, you know, it definitely takes a toll and a lot of remembering of different aspects of it. But, you know, we've been in MSG before. We, you know, we were excited to come in here and then, you know, work and try to do, you know, complete a W, and which is what we did. And I thought we had a good game plan coming in. I think, you know, at first it was kind of like that feel out again and see how it's going to be. I think similar to the game one we had with the Islanders of just, you know, getting involved, but we definitely had a pretty decent start. And I think that helped obviously with the first goal by O and gave us a little bit of momentum going in.
Once again, we're talking to Joel Ward from the Capitals. He scored the game winner for them last night with just 1.3 seconds left on the clock to take a 1-0 series lead. Your linemate, Alexander Ovechkin, Joel, he called you a beast. What word would you use to describe him?
I think he just heard it from me because I usually call him a beast. So I think he just probably just stole that for some reason. But I'd say the man's a beast. He's a physical beast. I mean, you've seen it come down the wing. You've seen his shot. You've seen him run over guys. He's just the true meaning of a big beast. And, you know, he led again by example. And he was our go-to guy yesterday. He played a heck of a game. And, you know, and I know that he wants to do that again, you know, coming up tomorrow. So, you know, we're excited. And hopefully he can kind of get on a good streak here for us and carry it away as usual.
Joel, fair or not, Alex doesn't always get the benefit of the doubt as being a regular guy. You know what I mean? He's a superstar, and he's had a lot of things surround him. But this year, talking to people, having been around your team, especially around the Winter Classic, and just and then seeing things, he seems to be more of a just a regular guy teammate. A, is that true? And B, if so, why?
Yeah, he's just I don't know if it's just you guys are the media that just got him as some superhero. He's just a regular guy. Obviously, he's just a down-to-earth guy. He wants to win. He's all for the teammates. When anyone else is scoring, he's just as celebrating. It's just as much when he does. So, he's been unbelievable. He's just having fun, I think, like the rest of us, and which has been key. And, he's been leading by a lot of example here in the playoffs. It may not be scoring every shift, but he's still doing some other things that's helping out. And which is huge, and finishing checks or whatnot. So, we had a good first series against the Islanders and a big game seven, and again here in game one. And, it was just looking forward to him leading again.
How much easier was this season for you, considering you understood what Barry Trotz was trying to do from the beginning since you had him for 3 years in Nashville?
Yeah, I think, the transition for me at the start was okay. Yeah, for sure. Obviously, you got to know Barry and his tendencies, and I knew what I was kind of up against, and which is always good. And I think it's been my fourth coach here in 4 years in D.C., so it was good to have someone that I kind of knew from the past. And, we've had some ups and downs as a group during the year, which is, that's part of the process like every team does. And, we started clicking towards the end and getting a little bit of a roll. So, we've got a great group, strong back end, fantastic goaltending. We've done a pretty good job this year, and I think everyone knew what Barry was expecting from us, from both on and off the ice, and what to do and how to win, and I think it's just been carried over for our team.
Has he changed much as a coach?
Same guy. Maybe it seems like different systems wise, because obviously the different personnel we have, but same, same guy. When Barry's coaching, it's going to be a hard-working squad and a team that competes hard and going to be a team that's hard to play against. And I think, it took us a while to adapt it as a group, and then we've learned that. And, I think once everyone kind of got on the same page and understood what it had to take to win some tough games, we started to win some more games.
Joel, your line obviously being the top line, and with the players that you play in Ovechkin and Backstrom, it gets the attention, and it's deserved attention. But you have just mentioned the group twice. Perhaps who in the group is that unsung player right now that we're not seeing but is really making a difference for this team right now?
We got a lot of guys. I think we got a lot of guys. I think Jay Beagle is one guy that's been there all year for us and had some good chances. Gets out there and takes some key face-offs, and we have Marcus Johansson out there who's been battling. Jason Chimera is another guy that's been scoring some big goals and making big plays for us. And, we got great depth. To single out one guy would be tough for sure, but I think our group at the back end has been a huge unsung hero, to be honest with you. I think doesn't really get a lot of credit, but they've been battling. We've got a lot of guys that stepped in, Gleason and Orpik and Niskanen and Green and Alsner. We've got Carlson. We've got a good group of guys back there that's really been.
I think you named everyone on the roster right there.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
It's hard to name one guy, but I really think our hats have to go to, I'd say, our defense as a group has been our unsung hero for carrying us and making plays again at Arizona.
How about Team Jokester during the tense times? Is there one guy that is stood out? I know during the Winter Classic, Latta and Wilson kind of got a lot of airtime and play time. But now that it's playoff time, where are those guys at as far as the fun stuff?
We don't have any, like, pranksters, so to speak. We just have Chimmer is pretty much our loud guy who just doesn't shut up, I guess you could say.
He was like that when he was with the Brandon Wheat Kings, too, at the tail end of his junior career, so that probably hasn't changed.
Same guy, just... as soon as you come in the rink, you can hear him down the hall. And when you leave the rink, you can hear him as well. And, he keeps the boys upbeat and always laughing with a few good jokes. And, I think I don't know what he eats in the morning, to be honest with you, but it's something that you guys have to definitely witness to hear this guy all day.
Speaking of eating in the morning, game two is going to be a matinee affair. Joel, how do you feel about those afternoon games? Does it change anything for you guys entering it?
No, we feel good. We've been playing with more and more confidence. you know, we definitely want to get back out there, I think, as quick as we can to play again. So, you know, we're excited for the challenge. I think for us is obviously to win another game here in MSG. And, you know, it's going to be a hard-fought game for sure. We know that. And, but, you know, we're going to be ready and, you know, willing to compete and just looking to have fun again.